Welcome back to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about the art of being human. That is to face all of the parts of ourselves that we find uncomfortable or hard to talk about or hard to even grapple with, to be quite honest. If you enjoy this show, the best compliment you could give me is to give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to the show, or to share the message or to share the show with your Instagram following or with somebody that you think the show might resonate with. In addition, if you want to engage more with my content, more with my work, you can do that at rickalexander.com, or you can check out my new book, Ambitious Heroes and Heartache, which is available on Amazon in all formats. Without further ado, on to the show. What if nothing is an accident? And what I mean by that is, what if none of your personal interests, hobbies, thoughts, things you've noticed, things you've been interested in, things that you have picked up on, what if none of that is accidental? Like, what if it all is going somewhere? What if you're going somewhere? And all of those things about you that you've seen actually mattered. Now, let me tee this up in a little bit of a different way. It's likely that you see things about the world that other people don't see. Now, if you try to make them see it, it'll probably drive you nuts, right? There are certain truths that are in the sort of center of who we are, you might say our heart. And if you try to articulate that truth to somebody else before you embody it or before you even know it, you kind of go nuts trying to make other people understand. Now, when I talk about things that you see in the world that other people don't, I don't mean that you are this huge Steve Jobs type visionary, though you might be, right? I don't know you. But what I am saying is that it's likely that there's been a lot of different times in your life where maybe you've been in a crowded room and wondering if you're the only one thinking what you're thinking, or seeing what you're seeing, or noticing what you're noticing. And if you were to look back on your life, I think that what you might find is that all of those things about you, I think you might find that they're not accidental. I think what you might find is that there's a thread that started at the moment you were born, and it weaves its way through your life, through your interests, through your hobbies. And it's always trying to tell you something about who you are and what you're here for. In The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield had this idea where he talked about that we all have this lived life, this life that we're living, and then we have an unlived life within us. And the thing that's between the two is resistance, right? And so psychological resistance shows up for different people in different ways. That we all have the things that we use to keep us small, to keep us from stepping into who we know we're here to be, stepping into our own power, stepping into our own voice, doing whatever it is. We all have the resistance piece. But maybe if you can start to pull on that thread and you can start to like look at all of the things that you've been interested in and all of the things that you've wondered about, that you've thought about, you might find that what those are hints or nudges to your unlived life. That maybe there's the you that's sitting here with this certain story, and then there's another you that's a little bit deeper that the world doesn't have access to. That's like kind of craving another story. You know, maybe it's not another story altogether. Maybe it's not throw everything out, burn the ships. Maybe it's just, it's a little bit different. You know, maybe there are certain things that you're like, why don't people care about this? The thing about being a visionary in general is that you're ahead of the curve. So you're seeing things before other people. That's what actually makes you the visionary. But you have that about your life. Again, even if you're not the Steve Jobs created an entire industry type visionary, you have that in your own story. Like there's some reason that you're here on earth. And that's why I said, what if it's not a mistake, right? What if those are actual nudges pushing you toward the actual story that you're actually here to live? And if you start to give in to them and you start to think about them a little more earnestly, you start to give them a little more time and you actually start devoting a bit of curiosity toward your inner life, what you might find is that there are parts of this world that could produce meaning for you that are beyond anything that you've ever previously imagined. And you also might find that that amount of meaning makes facing all of the demons, all of the resistance that keep you from living that unlived life, pale in comparison to what they are. But a lot of people never allow themselves to get there. And here's why. We're born into the world. We're constantly taking all of these cues in about how to be successful. Now, sometimes people tell us, right? They're like, hey, this is how you got to be successful in the world. Sometimes you see things that are going on in your family and you think, I don't want to do that. And so you build your vision of success as the opposite of what you're seeing. So there are many different ways that we learn, that we create a model of what will make us successful, what will make us loved as we go through the world. And we end up becoming a slave to that model, to that success metric, to that thing, so much so that we end up abandoning who we actually are. Because the thing that's happening, as you're going through your life, you're looking out at the world and you're saying, okay, to succeed, I need to do this. To succeed, I don't need to do this. I don't need to be like they are. While that's happening, there's another you that's just in the moment, that's just inspired, genuinely, authentically inspired by music, by dance, by life itself. And when you start to pivot toward those success metrics, toward those success models, the you that was sitting in that moment gets abandoned, gets left behind. And so what happens is that you doesn't stop existing. That becomes your unlived life. There was a moment where you started stepping off the path of authenticity and onto the path of belonging, success, whatever it is that you think you need in the world. And okay, so fundamentally, that's the story of Scrooge, right? Like this person who is so miserly that he doesn't have the ability to see the gifts of his actual life that he's actually in. What he's doing is he's serving this success metric that made him abandon himself. That's how that archetype gets formed over time. And so what happens is we say, okay, that's the thing that I'm going to go do. That's what I need to do in the world. And then we leave the version of us that was completely happy to be in the world as they were, without the coping mechanisms, without the, you know, whatever the thing is you think you need to make you successful. Without all that, there's a you that's just generally was okay to be involved in life. It was okay to like listen to music and let that be enough for that moment. To go dance, to go jump in puddles, to go play with your friends, right? Like that didn't need that to be anything else. They didn't need that to be a way to monetize their income or to get them more followers. And they didn't need that to be a moment in time that they could put filters on in order to get people to validate their life in some way, right? It was just enough. And so what are the parts of you as you look back through your story that were just enough as they were, that like inspired you in some real authentic way without having to prove that to anybody? That's the first part of this. And then the second part is, what were you thinking about when everybody else seemed to be thinking about something else? See, this is what a visionary does. They're trying to reach into the formless potential of their future, which is what the future is. It's formless potential. And they're trying to craft it in a way that other people don't see. But you do that with your life. Well, you have the opportunity to. The problem is, if you worship and serve these older models that you built for yourself, they might have kept you safe for a long time. And so I don't want to condemn them as being terrible in some way. But I do want to say that there's more to your story than the one that you're actually living. And you might find that if you were to foster those interests, foster those hobbies, get real curious about the things that other people aren't seeing, you might find that that's enough to keep a foot on the path. Because one of the things that I really learned when I started to step toward a more authentic life for myself is that we worship the picture of reality, right? Like, where am I going? When do I get there? What does it look like? What's the house look like? What's the family look like? How do I get to success? How do I formulate a picture of success and go there? But maybe you don't know what success looks like because you haven't actually played with the clues long enough. You know, you haven't actually danced with all of your thought processes and all of the things that make you different enough to know what your picture of success would actually look like. And maybe if you did, what you would find is that you couldn't come up with any kind of picture, neither could Forbes, of what true success actually is for you. But you might find that if you did, if you were to grapple with all of those things, if you were to accept that maybe there's no part of you that's a mistake, your thought processes aren't a mistake, the things you think and see that are different from other people aren't a mistake, you might find that if you can grapple with those long enough to start making something out of them, you don't need to see the picture, you only need to know that you've got a foot in the path. And if you have a foot in the path, you might find that the amount of meaning that you get from that, right? Meaning being you're in the exact right place at the exact right time. There's nowhere else you want to be. There's no one else you want to be, right? This is something that eludes a lot of people in the 21st century. But you might find that if you were able to have a foot in that path, it wouldn't matter what the picture actually looked like, because you might find that it's leading you somewhere. You might find nothing you've gone through, been through, been interested in, wanted to be a part of was ever actually a mistake. You might find that it was all going somewhere. You might find, as Rob Bell says, that the voice that was the deepest within you was telling you the truth this whole time. Anyway, I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.